war between the states or the Civil War.
Okay, you heard anything else?
Confederate War or something like that.
Did you ever call War of Northern Aggression?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about the man who was in command of the Southern forces? That was
General Lee.
Okay. What about the fellow who pushes Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, okay. And a man who's in charge of a ship, you call him the
captain of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay, fine. And a man who presides over the county court, he's the
judge.
Okay. And you in school, you would be called
student.
All right. What about a woman who types and files for the boss? She's
the secretary.
Right. Okay. And a lady who appears on stage. She's
an actress or okay. A singer or something.
All right. And our nationality. We're not Germans, but we're
American.
Okay. And not too long ago here in the South, there were separate eating facilities, separate bathroom facilities. One for the
men and women or something.
Well, talking about race.
Oh, excuse me. Black and white or Negro and white.
As far as you can tell around here, what would blacks or whatever you call them, what would they prefer to be called, do you think?
I think they'd rather be called blacks.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you've heard people use, not in an insulting way, but just referring to them?
Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like nigger, but
mm-hmm.
That's sort of insulting.
That would definitely be
insulting.
An insulting term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And what about us? You would refer to us just as
white.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other joking or insulting terms for blacks besides nigger?
Darky or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Okay. Say if a black was angry, was mad at a white person, have you ever heard anything that he might call the white person, you know, that had to do with race? You might, like, a white might call a black a nigger, or a black might call a white a... Okay. Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used
mm-hmm.
in referring to a white person?
Mm-mm, I know that.
Okay. What about cracker?
No.
Okay. Honky?
Yeah, I've heard that. I forgot that.
That would be what kind of term?
That would be insulting, probably. To
you'd
be
call
like
it a
honky.
Yeah, okay. Does redneck mean anything to you?
Not, I mean, I've heard it, I've heard it used. And
well, what would a redneck be like?
Just a sloppy person, just mm-hmm. never took a bath or anything.
Crude, no manners, no upbringing.
Right.
And he would be called a
redneck.
Okay. Well, what about a child that's born to racially mixed parents, one black and one white? What would you call it? Or what have you heard it called, maybe?
A half breed or something like that.
Sure. Have you ever heard mulatto used that way?
No.
All right. Talking about white people who are not well off and haven't had much of an education and just plain don't like to work, have you ever heard them called anything special?
White trash or something like that.
Sure. Okay. Would a black man be just as likely to use that term in talking about that kind of white person, or would he say something else?
I don't know. He probably would. I don't know.
Probably say the same thing. Okay. What would say a working class white man talking about the man that he works for? He'd say, "That's my
boss."
Okay.
Yeah, boss.
What about a colored man? What would he say? "That's my
boss."
Okay. You ever heard